This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it when your lashes tear? All my pillow is black.
H.C. McIntyre is the voice that fronts the band Mount Moriah. 2018 marks a new chapter for the singer-songwriter. She issues her first solo record, Lionheart. She says Lionheart is inspired by the American South and a desire to reclaim country music from the heteronormative, homogenous shtick of tailgates and six-packs and men chasing women. That is a mouthful, Heather.
No, it is.
Heather joins me now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
You've said that Quartz in the Valley anchors this record for you, and it started as a memo on your phone titled Number 47.
Mm-hmm.
How did it evolve from there, and what was Kathleen Hanna's role in the process?
Mm. Well, I sent Kathleen, when we agreed that we should collaborate, I sent her a bunch of demos.
And how did you meet?
I would say at the Cat's Cradle, we played a couple shows together, and we were peripheral friends, and we became fans of each other. I mean, I'd been a fan of hers for a long time, but she became a fan of mine.
She wisely became a fan of
hers. It's still very weird. And I sent her demos, and that good old Number 47 was the first one she picked out. So that's the first one I started working on.
The video that you made for that is is really personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about it, and I thought, well, it must be difficult to open yourself up that much to film a video around, you know, your yard and the wheelbarrow and then in through your house. And it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Was it hard to go, yeah, I'll do that?
Well, honestly, Alexis Bravos, that's who I worked with, the director. We shot a different video, and it was beautiful, but it didn't feel as personal as it needed to. So we just, the deadline was approaching. We're like, well, let's just walk outside here to your porch and like explore what you would see on a daily basis. And it's really powerful for me to have that. You know, that area is a big inspiration for me out by the Eno. It offered a really wonderful environment for me to create this record.
Back when this whole town smelled like tobacco, back when we thought this would last forever, hell bent on swearing that we'd never let a good love go.
You had me with the first line from Red Silo, back when this whole town smelled like tobacco.
Mm.
And there are a lot of mill towns and creeks and wood fires. What is it about this rural expanse? I mean, these are topics that could be country music topics, but not in the context you hear in the mainstream.
You know, I grew up listening to country music. I love it. But I feel like there's such a limited space creatively there right now. It's frustrating because the South is so full of beauty and challenge and complexity, and it's just a shame that all these little scenarios and moments could go overlooked.
What is the Lionheart, as referenced in this album's title, but also in the song Yellow Roses?
Well, I wrote the song first, and when I wrote it, I was thinking about someone with just a heart of gold and who's persistent. And I first heard the term when I really love the Bee Gees.
Yeah,
and
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm there with you.
Really? The early stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's one of their songs that's Every Christian Lion-Hearted Man. And that's when I first was like, oh, what does that mean, you know? And it's just kind of been lingering. And then I realized how difficult and ultimately brave it was for me to make this record for myself. Just, I was in a pretty dark place. And so it just kind of felt like the right symbolism.
Did making this record help pull you up and out of that dark place?
You know,
place?
They always do.
Yeah. Is that your cycle now?
I guess that's my cycle. No, yeah, it definitely did. I mean, when I first started making this record, I was a full-time member of Angel Olsen's band and really had no time for Mount Moriah or for myself. And I got pretty lost creatively. Taking on the role as a backing vocalist was something I wanted to do, especially with her because I love her voice. But it psychologically, it was hard to kind of shift from that role. And it took making this record to do that.
Does this feel like a very positive moment for you?
It does. I'm someone who has always been told they should make a solo record. But I've been too shy, or I haven't felt strong enough to really take that on. But yeah, it feels like the right time for me spiritually and schedule-wise.
Before you go, the tellin' ain't told gently, so pay your tab and pay your dues, is from the song Baby's Got the Blues. It makes me feel like there's a day of reckoning coming. Does it feel like that to you, or is that just my interpretation?
There always is.
That's true.
I interpreted that as small talk in a small town. It's not always easy to hear, and it travels fast.
And it can hurt.
And it can hurt. And close out your tab. As a former bartender.
And get out. H.C. McIntyre's debut solo record is called Lionheart. It's available now. Thanks so much for coming in, Heather.
Thanks for having me here.
I held on to the border, swung my neck out like a crane. Mama buried the revolver. I did. Turn the same, all the same. Do you see?